Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Robert Mueller concludes his probe of the president and Russia. We've got the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Kansas lawmakers eye a bill to address the social worker shortage.
Nationwide gasoline prices rising during the past couple of weeks. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Cloud cover and cool temperatures will stick around for much of today, but a big warm-up expected by midweek. Our full forecast in just a few minutes.
President Trump, before returning to Washington from Florida, addressed the Mueller probe's findings.
There was no collusion with Russia.
That's the president on Attorney General William Barr's summary Sunday of the special counsel's report. On other issues, the report could not conclude any crime was committed by the president, but he was also not totally exonerated. Still, the president maintained that he was unfairly targeted.
This was an illegal takedown that failed.
While the president and his legal team call the result total vindication, Democrats on Capitol Hill say they'll continue with investigations and renew calls for the report's release and for Attorney General Barr to come before Congress and testify. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Low pay, challenging work, and years of declining state funding have made it difficult to hire and keep qualified social workers in Kansas.
Making matters worse, advocates say, is the state's unusually high certification and work experience requirements. The Kansas Senate approved legislation last month that would bring Kansas closer to requirements found in other states, and now awaits a vote from the House of Representatives. Kansas currently requires aspiring licensed clinical social workers to pay for 4,000 hours of supervised experience with clients. The proposed bill would reduce that to 3,000 hours, along with other changes. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
U.S. Senator Jerry Moran appeared on the John Whitmer Show Sunday night on KNSS. Senator Moran gave his view of a U.S. president's ability to sign emergency declarations.
I've had trouble with this issue, concern with this, that an emergency declaration would then allow a president to spend money that Congress hasn't appropriated. The law says that that opportunity exists, but in my view, that law is unconstitutional, and it is something that needs to be dramatically changed.
The John Whitmer Show, heard Sunday nights at 7 on KNSS.
Gasoline prices have been rising during the past 2 weeks, says industry analyst Trilby Lundberg.
Gasoline prices rose again, even more than in the prior period. This is a 16 cents per gallon jump over the past 2 weeks to an average price of $2.66. And it's been a 35 cents per gallon climb over 10 weeks.
San Francisco had the highest gas price, $3.48 for a gallon of regular. Both Salt Lake City and Baton Rouge with the lowest prices, $2.29 a gallon.
Rainstorms expected later this week could lead to another crest along the Missouri River and its tributaries, just as residents are cleaning up from this spring's flooding. National Weather Service hydrologist Kevin Lowe says more than an inch of rain is expected to fall in Nebraska and Iowa later this week. KNSS News Time now, 8:03, 3 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Shocker men's basketball team in Clemson yesterday, trying to keep the season alive. We'll have highlights and hear from Coach Marshall coming up in sports.
A man from Russia busted for trying to smuggle an ape onto an airplane. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 8:06, 6 minutes past 8 o'clock. A West Texas sheriff's deputy who was critically wounded Friday in a shooting during a traffic stop has died. The El Paso County Sheriff's Office confirmed the death of Deputy Peter Herrera in a statement on Facebook. It gave no further details. The suspected gunman, 27-year-old Facundo Chavez, was initially booked on an attempted capital murder charge.
How representative districts get drawn up is facing a new test at the Supreme Court.
Can lawmakers go too far to give one political party an advantage over another when drawing legislative districts? So far, the Supreme Court has not answered that or set specific standards, but that could change after justices hear a pair of cases this week. One challenges a map in Maryland drawn by Democrats. Another challenges a map in North Carolina drawn by Republicans. The court declined to settle an issue of partisan gerrymandering last term, sending back the Maryland map and a map drawn in Wisconsin to lower courts. Up to this point, the court has generally only stepped into legislative map-making to settle accusations of racial gerrymandering. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
The owners of a website that posts mugshots are going before a judge in California.
Three of the four alleged owners of mugshots.com are being arraigned today in Los Angeles. The California Attorney General filed criminal charges against them last year for operating mugshots.com in a way that extorts people. Now, aside from extortion, the men were charged with identity theft and money laundering as well. The AG's office says if people got upset their mugshots were on the site, they'd be routed to another site that would charge them to remove the photo. The affidavit includes multiple stories from people who claim their lives were ruined by having their picture up. In all, the men are accused of taking in more than $2 million in removal fees from nearly 6,000 people. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A man from Russia busted for trying to smuggle an ape onto an airplane.
The 27-year-old man, Andrei Zestkov, putting the 2-year-old orangutan in his luggage. Officials at Bali Airport in Indonesia say there was also a couple of live geckos and 5 lizards. The man telling officials he wanted to keep the toddler orangutan as a pet. He even had some baby food and allergy pills, which he gave to the ape so it would go to sleep, Zestkov says. He was gifted the protected animal from a friend who bought it at a street market in Java. Orangutans are endangered, so Zestkov faces as much as 5 years in prison and a $7,000 fine. Leslie Lotto, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:09, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock.
And currently in Wichita, watch out for traffic slowdowns around that North Junction, especially looking at K-96 approaching I-135, just some heavy traffic there causing little bits of slowdowns here and there. High traffic volume time that at this time of the morning. Traffic on KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Get it downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 57 degrees. Let's check the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Mostly cloudy and cool this morning in Wichita and south central Kansas. Today's high 56. Cloudy again tonight, Tarlo 39. And we finally may see clouds move on off to the east on Tuesday. Sunny tomorrow with a high 62. Windy and 72 on Wednesday. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a cloudy sky, 49 degrees, a northwest wind at 12 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch. Voted one of America's 100 best bourbon bars for the second year in a row by the Whiskey Review. Located at 579 West Douglas in historic Delano, the Monarch. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2019. Another beautiful day across central Kansas Sunday. Wichita's high temperature, 65 degrees. Normal high for the date is 61. And, another beautiful day. Wow. Like spring is finally here, at least.
I think we turned the corner.
We've turned the corner. It's 8:10 now with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we've got a new Fox News poll out this morning. It has to do with some of the Democrats who are running for president and just showing who might be favored right now, very, very early in the game. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers is with us. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
Yeah, so who are the top dogs, the top people here in the polls that you're seeing?
Well, these are Fox News polls that were conducted between March 17th and March 20th to give you an idea of the time span there. And they polled Democratic primary voters. And what they found was they read them out a list of 20 announced and potential candidates for the 2020 nomination. What they found in that long list of people was that there was more support for former Vice President Joe Biden and Senator Bernie Sanders by a large margin than the rest of them. Biden had 31% of support. Sanders had 23%.
So you have two people there who have two people who name recognition is probably the biggest thing right now. People know who they are.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. You're exactly right. Now, in third place, tied for third, actually, is Senator Kamala Harris with 8%. Beto O'Rourke also has 8%. And then you drop down to 4%. That's Cory Booker and Elizabeth Warren. Kirsten Gillibrand with 2%. And then you go to the 1% and even 0. So that's it looks like the two, you know, like I said, the two runaways with this are Biden and Sanders.
Of course, Biden hasn't even officially said he's in the race, right?
Right. Yeah, because like I said, this is announced and potential candidates that are on this list.
You, when you talk about Biden and Sanders, and I don't want to be an ageist here because I'm getting pretty old myself, but these are not spring chickens you got here running for president.
You're right. Matter of fact, it's kind of funny that speaking of Biden, one of the questions was, do you want Joe Biden to enter the 2020 race? So 67% of those polled said yes.
All right. So he's the top guy right now if he wants to get in there. But we still got a long way to go, Tanya. A long way to go. All right. Thank you. Thank you for being with us. Fox News Radio's Tanya J. Powers with a new poll showing that Biden and Sanders would be the top of any poll right now because, again, name recognition. People know who they are. 8:13 now, Steve and Ted. Today is Monday, March 25th, 2019. On this date in 2006 in Los Angeles, 500,000 people marched to protest federal legislation to make illegal immigration a felony and build more walls along the border. That's a pretty good protest. That was in 2006 on this date. A Florida suburb being plagued by thousands of poisonous toads. Experts say the amphibians are buffo toads, also known as cane toads.
The Book of Exodus?
Yeah. Residents in the infested Palm Beach Gardens neighborhood worry that toxins secreted by the toads will harm their pets and children. News stations broadcast images of the small toads clogging pool filters.
Oh, no.
Hopping en masse across highways and driveways and sidewalks, and lurking in landscaped lawns. They're lurking.
Make the little boing noise, and when they hop, the boing, boing.
Mark Holliday of the Pest Removal Service, Toadbusters, says recent rains coupled with warm temperatures sent the amphibians into a breeding cycle. Holliday said even more toads are likely to spread throughout South Florida in the coming weeks. So
yeah, here they come.
A poison toad problem there in Florida. It's always something.
Oh, it's always something.
8:14 now, Steve and Ted. Yeah, well, that was quite a lot of excitement across the middle of Wichita yesterday with this marathon. I guess to do the marathon, you'd have to do two laps, right?
Yeah.
Down and back. And marathon is 3 miles? 26.2, I guess. I've never run one. It would take probably a week and a half for me to finish running 26 miles, if I finished it all.
I'm not sure about that.
You're
an experienced runner. You can get it done.
A lot of people out there, and that's good.
Have you ever wanted to run a marathon?
Not really.
No? It's not been one of your deals?
No, I don't, a couple of miles is good for me. There was a time years ago when I was doing up to eight or ten miles a day, almost every day.
Well, now see,
and I got kind of skinny in those days.
You're getting close to a half marathon there.
I need to take some pounds off. I need to run a little further or something, I guess. So anyway, but great to have a marathon going. Beautiful weather for it. I looked at my Stutzman's rain gauge over the weekend and got, I think, about a quarter of an inch. It was less than a half. I think it was about a quarter. So we did have a little rain Friday night into Saturday, but not a whole lot to talk about there. How about you?
I was fascinated by the marathon.
The marathon.
Yeah. I always watch at the Olympics, at the Summer Olympics every 4 years.
Do you really?
I always watch the men's and women's marathons. I just love that one.
It takes a while.
They take that 26-mile course through whatever city they're
in. Well, and you're going,
and you get to see what kind of course they've chosen for them throughout the city. It's always very interesting.
Well, this is the first year for this one, the Chisholm Trail.
Yeah, I mean, we have the Prairie Fire Marathon every fall, so we've had one that usually runs in the fall months, but not one for the spring.
That's what now we do, and let's keep it going. Get popular and keep people coming back who are marathoners thinking about they want to go to Boston and in New York and running those marathons.
Yeah, it's an official qualifier for that, so it's a big deal.
All right, 8:16, Steve and Ted. And again, today is my wife, Shelly's having a birthday today. And she's been pretty happy over the weekend because she figured out that she had misfigured her age. She had somehow added a year onto her age and was reminded how old she's actually going to be. She got real happy about that.
Oh, just like Jack Benny.
Yeah. So, I don't know. How How do you misfigure your age? But anyway, she did. Happy birthday.
Yeah, Jack Benny had a bit where he asked Rochester how old he was, and he said he couldn't tell anymore because they've erased it so many times on the birth certificate. It wore a hole in it.
Wore a hole in it.
They weren't sure how old he was.
Jack Benny always said he was 39.
Yeah, he always claimed he was 39.
He was 39, and it became a running joke. I mean, he's Jack Benny's part of his comedic routine. All right, it's 8:17 now. Steve and Ted. We have a lot of sports going on. Ted Woodward with Sports Now, and including, of course, Shocker basketball, and we had even some baseball going on too. But basically, I think Ted's going to talk about basketball this morning. The Shockers. You know, they had a team that played great defense against them, but these guys also, Clemson was pretty cold shooting. They just couldn't hit anything at the last there, could
yeah,
they?
Yeah, couldn't really, and the Shocker defense held up on this day on the road at number 2 seed Clemson yesterday, round of 16 in the NIT. It was close, although the Shocks had a lead most of the way, but they had to hold off Clemson down the stretch. The Shocks made some mistakes against the Clemson pressure late in the game, so the Shocker 13-point lead was all the way down to 3 in the late going. Shocks had the ball with under a minute to go. Mike Kennedy and Bob Hull with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
5 to shoot, drives it, took a bump, going to have to force, gets it away. A 3 for Samaje Haynes-Jones with 32 seconds to go. The little guy with another huge clutch shot.
Step back jumper over the 6'8 David Scarra.
Huge bucket for the Shocks late in the game by Haynes-Jones, the Wichita native, who finished with 10 points and 10 rebounds as the Shockers beat Clemson 63-55, knocking off a team on the road from the Atlantic Coast Conference. Shocks have won 3 straight NIT road games, including 2 this season. And Clemson missed its final 4 shots in the final 2.5 minutes of the game, only shot 28% from the field overall as the Shocks get the win. Leading the Shockers in scoring yesterday, Jaime Echenique, the junior, 7 of 8 shooting, 18 points.
I feel like I was really hot at that moment, and then I think that my teammates feel that, and then they just keep giving me the ball, and then I just went to work, and then I did a really good job, I think, so in the paint, so that was, I feel like I contributed a lot.
Back-to-back wins on the road with the Shocks.
Kind of what they've been needing this year. The big guys down there in the paint, right?
Well, that's...
They got a good job there.
Certainly you got to do that, and that's one run aspect of the team that's really come on this season.
They've
starting to find that experience in the paint, and that's coming up big time here down the stretch. Your Shocker head coach, Greg Marshall.
And we had no 5 men returning. You know, we lost Darryl Willis. We lost Rondo Nerger. We lost Shaq Morris. We lost Rashard Kelly. We lost all of our bigs. So these are brand new guys, and it's just fun, man. We're playing. It's March 24th. I'm pretty sure the other teams in Kansas are done playing, all right? And we're the last one playing. Now, we're playing in the NIT, but these guys are getting better.
And the Shocks advance into the quarterfinals of the NIT, visiting top seed Indiana tomorrow night. Other teams moving on into the quarterfinals of the NIT, including a couple of teams out of the Big 12 Conference. TCU and Texas both win on their home courts yesterday. They advance into the quarterfinals. The NCAA men's basketball tournament finishing up its opening weekend yesterday with 8 more games, advancing into the Sweet 16, including a late win last night for Oregon. Oregon Ducks under former K-State head coach Dana Altman into the Sweet 16. Houston out of the American Conference with 2 wins on the weekend into the Sweet 16. Texas Tech out of the Big 12 is in the Sweet 16, back-to-back years, first time in school history. Top seed North Carolina under former KU head coach Roy Williams is into the Sweet 16. And boy, I tell you, the game of the weekend might have been yesterday. Central Florida out of the American Conference taking on number 1 Duke. Central Florida had a late lead, but Duke got a bucket. Central Florida tried to tip in at the buzzer, and it bounced 3 times on the rim and rolled around and went out. Central Florida was just an inch away from knocking off Duke yesterday, but Duke survived 77-76 over UCF out of the American, the team that the Shockers beat earlier in the year, UCF. So there's your we're down to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Yesterday in the NBA, the Charlotte Hornets went into Toronto and beat the Raptors 115-114. Off the bench for the Hornets, former Kansas Jayhawk, the rookie Devontae Graham, 10 points and a career-high 9 assists. 3 wins in a row for the Hornets. They're trying to get into the playoffs. They're still 2 games behind with 9 games to go in the season. NASCAR racing yesterday at Martinsville, Virginia. Brad Keselowski, the winner. Kansas native Clint Bowyer won at Martinsville last year. Was trying to go back-to-back. He might have been able to do it this year, too, but he picked up two speeding penalties on pit road, and that kind of knocked him out. Bowyer did finish in seventh place, and he does move up a couple of spots into 13th place in the overall NASCAR standings, his second top 10 finish of the season. And in Shocker baseball action yesterday at X Stadium, Wichita State was going for a sweep over Memphis. However, Memphis broke open a tie game with three runs in the top of the ninth inning yesterday, beat the Shockers 6-3. Shocker offense kind of dried up in this one. Wichita State went 0-for-14 at the plate to end the game. Seven of those 14 outs were strikeouts.
Yikes.
Had trouble putting the ball into play in the last half of that game. So no sweep for the Shocks, but they did take 2 out of 3 on the weekend. And they'll talk about it tonight on the weekly WSU Baseball Coaches Show with head coach Todd Butler. 6 o'clock tonight. It's right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Broadcasting live from AJ Sports Grill at the Alley at 13th and Greenwich. At Sports with Steve and Ted.
8:22 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says CNNI was not a good source for news. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.